Mickey's face appears with a glowing yellow background. Text, Mickey Mouse presents a Walt Disney Silly Symphony in Technicolor, United Artists Picture. Movie title, The Tortoise and the Hare. Big race, tortoise versus hare reads a banner stretched across the racetracks, with birds perched on top of it. On either side of the track are various animals sitting on bleachers. A traffic cop stands in the middle of the racetrack, blowing his whistle for order. A hollow tree has a sign that reads Max Hare Training Quarters. Max Hare shoots out. The back of his blue and yellow robe reads Max Hare, the Blue Streak. A couple of skunks sitting by themselves on the bleachers also flay their little arms around. One of them has dropped his hat, and he scurries down after it to grab it. Another hollow in a treehouse, a sign that reads Training Quarters, Toby Tortoise. A sullen-looking Toby Tortoise appears, dressed in his patched-up red robe that reads Toby Tortoise, Slow but Sure. Max walks over to the starting line and pulls off his robe, throwing it over to the side. Toby walks over to Max, tipping his hat over, he holds out his palm for a handshake.
Well, may the best man win.
Thanks, I will, but I won't beat you too bad. Shake!
Max holds out his palm, and as Toby reaches to shake it, Max pulls it away as a joke.
That's a funny joke. What? You caught me fair and square.
No hard feelings? Put it there!
He then holds out his palm again for Toby to shake. As Toby reaches out to grab Max's palm, Max pulls away again. Referee Raccoon blows his whistle hard. Official Starter reads the placard above his post on the tree. Max and Toby get set on the starting line. The board that reads Start points away from the direction Toby faces.
On your marks, get set.
Max shoots off, zooming away in the distance, leaving Toby spinning out of control. Referee Raccoon points the pistol at Toby and fires. The pellet bounces off Toby's shell, setting him off down the racetrack. He slowly trundles off into the distance. Max zips past trees and hollows, uprooting leaves and branches clean off with his super speed. A stork and an owl sit on a fence on the sidelines. Max zips past them as well, swooping them clean off all their feathers. He swoops past vast lands, finally screeching to a halt to have a look back at his opponent. Meanwhile, Toby is slowly trudging along. A group of snails give him company as he makes his way across the land. Max, realizing he has plenty of time, decides to catch a quick nap under a shady tree. He stretches out and finds a good spot to lie down and nap. Toby finally catches up and is shocked to see Max fast asleep under the tree, quietly tiptoes past Max, trying very hard not to wake him. Quickly, he scurries off, just as Max wakes up and catches a glimpse of Toby, making a run for it. Toby scurries across bushes and burrows, up and down the bumpy forest. Max is amused and watches as Toby desperately charges off down the racetrack. Meanwhile, Toby is trying to win as he ducks under branches and jumps over mushroom beds and rocks. Max charges ahead and in a jiffy zips past poor Toby, causing havoc on everything that's on his path. Toby doesn't give up. He continues to run as fast as he can. On the wall of Miss Cottontail's girls' school sit four little bunnies in pretty dresses. They are bouncing about, having fun, when Max zips past them. The little bunnies wave at Max. Max comes to a halt when he sees the pretty bunnies. He then saunters over to them as they gush over him.
Ain't he big and handsome? He sure is a whiz.
You doggone tootin', cutie. I'm the very best there is.
Toby finally trudges along. The little bunnies and Max watch him walk past mockingly.
Woo-hoo! What's that, boy? Come on.
We have lots
Who? Me? I ain't got time. I got a race to run.
As Toby turns to tip his hat over, he rams into a tree stump, falling over. Turning to tip his hat again, Toby is nonchalant as he continues on his race. Mac zooms into the school and whistles for the girls to look over at him.
Don't you think you'd better go? The tortoise has the lead.
Say, I have lots of time to play. My middle name is Speed.
He grabs a bow and arrow. He shoots the arrow and then zips past it in full speed. He grabs an apple and places it on his head just as the arrow reaches him. It splits the apple in half as it slams into a target hanging from the tree.
He sure can run like 60. Oh, baby, ain't he slick?
I was just warming up. Here's a feather trick.
Mac steps on a mushroom, and a baseball glove and ball bounce off a nearby mushroom, landing onto his open palm. Max gears up and pitches the ball across the field. He quickly runs across to grab a bat and hits the ball. He then runs back across the field to catch the flying ball. The girls are thrilled. Max waves for the girls to stop and then grabs a tennis racket and ball that lay on the court. Max slams the ball across the court and then zooms across the net to the other side, slamming it back. Max plays against himself a little longer, zipping back and forth across the court. The girls watch, their heads bobbing from left to right as they follow Max, zooming back and forth across the tennis court. Max finally smashes the ball, bringing the game to an end. Max is shocked when he hears cheering from the finish line. Toby is sweating profusely as he waddles towards the finish. Max is amused at how hard Toby is trying. He blows kisses at the little bunny girls before speeding off. As Toby slogs along, he looks back to see Max getting closer. Toby puts in everything he's got as he picks up his shell and runs as fast as his tiny legs can carry him. The crowd goes wild as the two opponents get closer to the finish line. Max charges faster. Toby also rushes towards the finish line. Max is almost caught up, but Toby doesn't give up. He runs fast as beads of sweat fly off his forehead. Stretching out his neck as fast as he can, Toby bites onto the red and white flag on the finish line. Max trips and falls over, sitting on the ground in shock. The crowd cheers, and all the animals lift Toby off the ground, carrying him along as he waves his hat victoriously at them. They toss him up in the air. He retracts into his shell and pops back out gleefully, waving goodbye. Tex, a Walt Disney silly symphony. The end.